Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
Live in the freedom that God loves you unconditionally.
And He loves you unconditionally.
God's love for you is unconditional.
Preaching that God loves you unconditionally is the wrong message.
God has a good will towards everybody, believers and non-believers.
But there is another love reserved only for those who embrace the gospel and put their trust in Jesus as Lord and Savior.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
I got asthma. Mr. Redden here. Here. Do I have a thing?
Where's your
It's going around.
It's the Wretched Radio Mail Call Delivery Bag Q&A Infotainment Nationwide Extravaganza featuring your voicemails, correspondences, communiques, dispatches, memorandums, and missives.
Any special message for all the kids watching at home?
What we need right now is a clear message to the people of this country.
You have 1,200 messages.
That is a bit above average.
Now here's your host, Todd Freakishly Tall Friel.
The mail is here! Ooh, this is... is Wretched Radio. Please take careful dictation. If you have a question, comment, conundrum, snark, please send it to idea@wretched.org. If you want to send a text, 877, I'll let the kid do it. 877-282-2337 for us. If, however, after January 20th, and you watch our Martin Luther King Jr. special on a free webinar on the YouTube machine, send those emails to Virgil Walker at G3 Ministries. Virgil Walker at G3, because I suspect this could be a webinar that makes a little bit of a kerfuffle. Why? Because we're going to examine not the social work of Martin Luther King Jr. We are going to examine his theology. We're supposed to focus on him, says the nation's capital on January 20th. So we're going to specifically the aspect of him that's most of interest to us. What was the theology of this reverend? You're going to be shocked. Please visit the YouTube machine, find the Fortas Institute /wretched or wretched/Fortas. Just find us and get ready. 9 p.m. Jet, why are you raising your hand?
Because it's January 13th.
What?
You said 20th. January 20th is actually Martin Luther King Jr. Day, but the webinar is the 13th.
See, you correct me like that, and then you just make yourself look foolish.
I know.
Everybody knows that if you're going to do a theological treatise on Martin Luther King Jr. for the federal celebration, it's always 1 week prior.
Right, I know.
Because the talk show host is never... Please, don't embarrass yourself again.
I apologize.
So for the non-educated, I guess we'll just say January 13th at 9 p.m. That would be Eastern time. Join Virgil Walker, Jason Allen. He's our Fortas Institute director. You, mind blown. Get ready. YouTube, and then send your emails to Virgil. In the meantime, send it to us, idea@wretched.org.
All right, let's start with Alexandra. Todd, I am a mom to a 1-year-old, and we are starting to discipline her for things. How do we get to the heart of our daughter as we discipline her instead of just correcting outward behavior?
You're probably not going to. But I think that there's still some things that you can do. First of all, I would suggest regarding the issue of corporal punishment with little kids, please read Ted Tripp's book, Shepherding a Child's Heart. There's a reason it's been translated into about 800 languages. It's been around for years. It is thoroughly biblical. It is as relevant today as it was when he wrote it 20 some years ago. And he deals rather in detail about what do you do with a little child and teaching them, hey, sin has consequences. Well, you can do that by rightly, carefully administering even corporal punishment. I know that sounds severe when you're thinking about a kid. I'm not talking about take off the belt, grab the wooden spoon, and get the sledgehammer to deal with that boy. Talking about just being able, just like a tap on the wrist that is like, so that they start to connect that there is pain with sin. And it is not a good thing to pursue. I would also suggest as you do that, that you use a tone that indicates you're not mad, you're not punishing them, you're not angry at them. You are simply trying to help them to understand their need for a savior. And then as they mature, you can start incorporating more words, bigger concepts, and teaching them about the gospel. But you'll just have to do that mindfully. And I don't mean that in a Goldie Hawn kind of way. Just be thoughtful about it like you do with the books that you choose. You're probably not going to read the Swiss Family Robinson to your two-year-old, but you might do Dopey... What, George the Monkey? What was...
Curious George.
Curious George. To a two-year-old. As far as when does this begin, Ted Tripp, read his book, Shepherding a Child's Heart. He'll help you to sort it out. Please note, we're not talking about violence with children. We're not talking about leaving a mark. That is not the purpose of discipline. It's never about inflicting pain. That's not the goal of spanking. The goal of spanking is to help them understand there's a consequence for sin and you need a savior. And when you set your feet on a path of sin, you're going to find yourself on unrighteous road and the consequences will be Psalm 1. You will not flourish. And you'll figure out exactly when to start that. Shepherding a Child's Heart. And by the way, all of the materials that they have at Shepherd's Press, their help booklet series, would encourage you to check it out. You might find one or more that applies to you, but you could also use it in your church lobby, I think. I'm not sure, but I think they sell like church lobby help books. So it's help, I'm addicted to marijuana, or help, my kid just came out of the closet. Help, I was just diagnosed with. Help, my marriage, and help, my husband, help, my wife. Help, I've got an anger problem. It's wonderful. And they're really biblical. And I think you can find all of those at Shepherd's Press. You might want to get them in your church lobby and then send us a text, 877-282-2337.
So I've got a question, a follow-up question.
Am I still...
You not found your inhaler?
No, it's spring here. Well, it's not spring. It's actually winter here in Georgia.
Right.
You're not dressing right.
A coat?
You know what? You can all... Southerners, when it comes to weather, we're sissies. I'll just admit it. We're just sissies when it comes to weather. Oh, it's going to be cold in 7 days. Close the school. It's going to be below 50. We can't have the kids out in that. I'm wearing the biggest coat. I've got a big wool coat and a scarf. Uh-huh. I wear earmuffs now. I think my ears got damaged in Minnesota. I do. I think they got frozen so many times that if I step outside and there's the cool breeze, man, does that just hurt my ears like a nobody's business.
I bet.
But it's also allergy season. And I think, and people are getting the schmutz. Everybody's got this lingering affair. Have you had it yet? You haven't had it yet.
I have not.
Anybody in your house? Mrs.
No.
Friel had it for pushing on 3 weeks.
Wow.
Mm. I'm shocked I didn't get it. But yeah. She just, it's just that upper respiratory thing. Yeah. And it just doesn't go away. So I'm just... Am I getting it? I'm taking my allergy. Zyrtec.
What about the lion's mane?
I'm taking it.
Are you?
I am.
You remember?
I'm sitting on my desk and I like them. They're chewies. They're like gummies.
So you've taken the whole bottle.
I just saw a commercial for creatine in gummy form. I don't know why.
I saw that too.
But they need on these bodybuilders.
Yeah.
These dudes, and they got their belts on and they've got the big dumbbells. And they eat their little gummy worm. The creatine in it. It just kind of... 877-282-2337.
I forgot my follow-up question.
I don't know what you're gonna...
Now, this is from William. Todd,
you care about my health?
I do care about your health. That's why
about me?
That's why I bought you the lion's
mane. Lion's mane. Right. I'm slipping, am I?
That's right. William says, Todd, I've recently noticed that astrology has been making a big comeback. How do I witness to people who believe in this?
Same way you witness to anybody. Really, this is so liberating. You can learn about astrology if you want to, but I would simply say, all I need to know about astrology is it involves the stars. There's my segue. Who do you think made those? By the way, you want a cool thought? This is a cool thought. I wish that I had written this. Wait a second. I think I actually did. My new book, it'll be out some decade, talking about the universe's size. And you know, 180,000 light years wide times the speed of light. That's just one out of millions and millions of universes. And you go, whoa, that's a massive universe. Why did God make it so big? If the center of the universe is Earth, which it is, because we're image bearers and this is where he has put us. This is where his son came to live and die. The Earth is the center of the universe. Why did he make it so big? Why didn't he just make it like just put us in a big box? Gave us all these stars and all these lights. And as we have we've been able to create these telescopes, we realize, whoa, it is so vast. Why so big? Answer, Psalm 103. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is the Father's love for those who fear him. The universe is so big so that you can have a tangible understanding, a physical representation of the breadth of God's love. How much does God love his children? Look up at night, look through your telescope and go, that doesn't even come close, because God's love is even bigger than the universe. All of it, not just our galaxy, the whole shebang. God created a universe so that we could have an expression of his love so that we can start to go, I get it. I get it. God's love for his children, it's bigger than the universe. Maybe when we come back, I'll stop wheezing and you can actually get to a text, Jimmy. This is Wretched Radio.
So we know Martin Luther King Jr. as a civil rights hero, but what did he believe about the Bible, salvation, and God? You'll find out January 13th at 9 p.m. Eastern as Fortas Institute hosts a free live webinar titled The Disturbing Theology of Martin Luther King Jr. Todd Friel, Virgil Walker, and Jason Allen will explore the controversial side of MLK's faith. Why did he reject substitutionary atonement? Did his liberal Protestant roots overshadow biblical truth? And how did secular influences like Gandhi shape his views on faith and activism? Was King's theology spiritual or strategic? Did he tailor his beliefs to fit the civil rights movement at the expense of eternal truths? These are hard questions that haven't often been asked. Todd, Virgil, and Jason will tackle them live and unfiltered. Subscribe to the Wretched Fortas Institute YouTube channel and turn on notifications so you don't miss this thought-provoking webinar. Again, January 13th, 9 p.m. Eastern on the Wretched Fortas Institute YouTube channel.
Perhaps you've been wondering, is there a Christian university that isn't woke or that hasn't compromised on important biblical doctrines like, you know, the age of the earth? There is. It's the Masters University in Southern California. Beautiful campus, all of the athletics and activities that you've come to expect from universities. But it's more than that. The academic programs are most excellent, preparing students for the future. The Washington Post just said, number six for preparing students for the real world. All that, plus the Masters University isn't woke, and it is thoroughly biblical. Would you like to learn more? I encourage you to visit the Masters University at masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
You notice how the world feels a lot different lately? At Fortas Institute, we see it too, and we're responding with even more resources to help you stand strong. Every single day, you get fresh video content that addresses today's critical issues. You get podcasts on marriage, parenting, and theology, biblical insight from trusted voices like Pastor Brad Bigney and Dr. John Kratz, plus Gary Barvell's weekly cartoons that are funnier than any dad joke you can ever hear from me. Todd made me say that. Best of all, everything is absolutely free through our Fortas Plus app. From Transform with Dr. Greg Gifford to Way of Manhood with Dr. Adam Tyson, we are equipping believers like you to thrive in this brave new world. So join thousands of Christians who are already growing stronger in their faith every single day. Just visit FortasInstitute.org or download Fortas Plus right now. Always free and always faithful to God's Word. Fortas Institute at FortasInstitute.org.
Know your church fathers. John Chrysostom was the bishop of Syria and Constantinople in the 4th century. He was an eloquent preacher and earned the moniker Chrysostom, which means golden-mouthed. He denounced abuses of authority in church and government and fought for purity of life and doctrine. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Prepare to be dazzled. This is Wretched Radio. Go ahead, Jimmy. Dazzle us with the Bible verse you picked out, 2 Timothy 2:2. All right. Remember that. 2 Timothy 2:2. This is a verse that you could memorize this month. And then we'll pick another one for February, et cetera. And by the time we're done with the end of the year, you'll have 12 verses tucked away in your noggin.
That's right.
Wouldn't that be? And then one a month. It's like, okay, I can eat that slice of pie. That's not too big. I can handle that. Although I've never met a slice of pie I couldn't handle. The point is, you'll know 12 Bible verses and you'll have it hidden. Oh, where is it? William. It was William. He sent me an email in 2024 and he was dealing with stuff, you know, life and just sin and relationships and the thorns and the thistles that we live under because of Adam and Eve. And he wrote in expressing his struggles and I encouraged him. I said, why don't you read through the epistles and grab 5 Bible verses that speak to your issue. And then write those 5 Bible verses out onto a card and memorize them and then rehearse them all year long. So whenever your issue pops up, you go, 2 Timothy 2:2. Although, unless you're calling a pastor, that's probably not going to apply. The point is you're going to have that Bible verse tucked away and you can rehearse it. Hey, I'm feeling this way about God. No, that cannot be true because my Bible verse tells me that God wouldn't do that. And guess what? So it was December. I challenged him to do that for the new year. I don't know why. I think it was December 31st. I'm checking my email because we don't do the party thing on December 31st for New Year. And there was an email from William and he listed his Bible verses. Dude, you rock. Got it in just under the wire, but he got it in. And he did a manly thing. I know that there's a great yearning amongst young men to know what it means to be a man. We talked about that earlier this week, maybe yesterday, about Eastern Orthodoxy, why so many young men are going to that religion because it feels masculine, it feels muscular. And they're longing for that. Here you go. You want to be a man? Want to be a tough guy? Memorize 5 Bible verses that speak to whatever you're struggling. You got an anger issue? Go memorize 5 Bible verses. You'll suddenly start seeing that anger start to dissipate as you go about the business of remembering those verses in those situations when you want to go to 2:12. That is what it means to be a man. And that type of stuff is hard. That's hard stuff. You don't have to go climb a mountain to do a hard thing. Memorize Bible verses. It's a little more sedentary, but it's hard. And you will become a godly man increasingly as you bury God's word in your heart. And now to dazzle us, our very own Jimmy Hicks. Look at me in the eyes. Look at me in the eyes. I want to see your eyes.
Okay. Are you looking?
I'm looking.
Can you see that I'm looking?
I'm getting uncomfortable.
Right at the camera.
All right. Here we go.
2 Timothy 2:2, Paul talking to Timothy, the things you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also.
You got a habit.
A habit of?
Looking away.
I'm looking at you.
No, you weren't.
I'm not looking at
you. No, your eyes died away. No, they did. No, you got that. I'm thinking hard.
Like, oh.
You just kind of looked away a little bit.
Okay.
But I'm not saying it's sinful. I am saying it's sinful. 877-282-2337.
All right. This is from Anonymous who texted in. Tough question. Todd, why don't churches talk about grief or widows? I'm a 57-year-old widow. Even after telling people of my devastating struggle, no one cares.
Yeah.
Even the pastors. I received a couple of suggestions to go down the street to a grief group, but it's disturbing to me. I can't be the only one dealing with this.
That's heavy on 2 levels. 1, for you, madam. I'm so sorry. That is not the way the church should behave. I'm really, really sorry. And I'm sorry for your loss. 57 years old. to lose your one flesh partner, that's heavy. And that is why the local church must be the place for one another. I don't know if we all realize how much everybody on Sunday morning is hurting. Not to turn church into, life is just a big drag, Henny Penny, and it's just all awful. But the reality is, we live in a cursed world. And spouses die, and children run away from home, and diagnoses are given that are not welcome, and financial issues weigh down a young couple as they try to sort how to live together as a picture of Jesus and the church. It just and some people, it's just extraordinary. Now, so for some folks, it almost seems like it's never ending. For some folks, it's seasonal, but we need to recognize we're not the only ones that have stuff going on. And that means we need to be one anothering one another. To you, madam, I can say to you is if you don't have that kind of one anothering at your church, I'm trusting it's a good church, you could talk to the elders about it and just say, hey, I really have not been receiving much support. Could I get some help? They're a good church. The pastors, they are not going to kick you out of the office. They're just not. They're going to desire to help you. And then I would also encourage you you're going to have to work on it by yourself. You're just going to have to work on overcoming grief little by little as you walk closer and closer to Jesus Christ. That is your path forward. Yeah, time heals all wounds, they say. But it doesn't really heal them. They always leave a really crooked scar because there needs to be more to healing. There needs to be growth in some areas that help you to understand why these things happen and that you find your comfort even as you do indeed mourn. There is nothing wrong with mourning the loss of a spouse. It does not indicate you don't love Jesus. It doesn't mean that. But you do then need to lean into the Savior who loves you and grow and be filled with his love. So you've got a little bit of a cavern that has been left by your departing husband. Jesus will fill it. You're going to have to work on that process. I would encourage you can go to the Googler machine, look for biblical counseling, not Christian counseling. If you find a Christian counseling site, don't click biblical counseling, grief. And start reading those articles. Jimmy, do we have any books in the Fortis store on the subject of grief?
Yes.
There's probably a help booklet that I mentioned earlier from Shepherd's Press. You can find that. And you'll the Lord will heal you. He'll see you through. And the fog will lift. And I'm sorry you're not getting that help. If I might, was reading an article. This is so crucial. And maybe... Madam, maybe you've done us all a service that you've prompted us. Maybe some pastors who are listening who are going to go, you know what? I don't think we have a culture of care where we love one another and serve one another. This is from Biblical Counseling Coalition, Caring for Souls in a One Another. Gary gave this to me. The one another's have unique character. For example, the repeated admonition to love one another may include all one another commands. There's about 40 some, give or take. Where we love one another. You got the book right there? What's that titled?
That is Grief, Walking with Jesus by Bob Kelman.
There you go. That is available at the Fortis store. That will help you too. The example, the admonition to love one another can cover all of the different encouragements that we do things for one another. There's four categories, however, of one another commands. Spiritual growth ministry, heartfelt attitudes, specific actions, and speech prohibitions. You say, I'm a little fuzzy. Could you clarify that? Here we go. Spiritual growth ministry actions. So these are things that we can do for one another. Encourage one another. If you know somebody in your church, they lost their husband, why don't you walk up to them and grab them by the hand and say, how are you doing, sister? How are you doing? What can I do? Anything? And if you say you're going to pray for them, why don't you just do it right there? You build up. This is spiritual growth ministry actions. Admonish, comfort with words. Consider how to stimulate to love and good deeds. Heartfelt attitudes. Be devoted. Give preference to one another. Accept one another. Regard one another as more important than yourself. Third, specific actions. This is greet with a kiss. We don't do that in our culture, but greet each other warmly. Have the same care for others that you have for yourself. And then there's speech prohibitions. This is a biggie. Don't judge. Don't bite and devour. Don't envy. Which, boy, I got to tell you, that is one of the biggest corruptors and kudzu mechanisms the devil uses inside of the church. Those are things you can do. Those are things I can do. And you're going to want people doing that in your church. Because one of these days, you're going to suffer a loss. And you're going to want to be in a culture of one anothering. I'm sorry for your loss, madam. This is Wretched Radio.